All right, yeah, we'll just jump right into it. So, welcome back to the Thursday talk show, everybody. Today, I have guest Mayed Albahri on here. He is a
Hello, guys.
17-year-old from Dubai. He is a motivational speaker who aspires to speak in front of 10,000 people one day. He's a very positive guy who's always looking to inspire and motivate the people that he comes into contact with. And he's the type of guy who's willing to put his hand out across the street, shake it, and say, "Hey, how's your day going?" Because he's just that kind of guy. He's also very into aviation. He's very knowledgeable. He's a soccer player. He does bowling. He does a lot of stuff. So, welcome to the show, Maed.
Thank you so much. I'm here. Glad to be here with you, man, Ethan. And hopefully we can pass this interview well. And yeah, good to
Oh
come,
yeah,
man.
man. So you're over in Dubai right now. We just talked a little bit about how different the time is in general, but you had also asked me about what I thought of, what I knew about Dubai or what my impression of Dubai was. And to be honest
Yeah.
with you, I do feel like I have a sensationalized perspective about what goes on and what the culture in Dubai looks like, but
Yeah.
obviously you've been a part of it for most, if not all, your life. So tell me a little bit about, even from a young age, what does the development and culture look like in Dubai for a guy like yourself?
So basically, here in Dubai, we have probably most of the teenagers where they want to make money easily. So you probably see so much teenagers here, the Emirati people as well. They are trying to work. They are trying to put an effort every day. They want to show how hard they are working. And here in Dubai, like our president of Dubai, Sheikh Mohammed, which always want to see how our people, how our visitors here in Dubai live a good life. They don't need to live like for about 20 years straight. They always want to live a good life. So we have a lot of things where people will they come to Dubai, they think this is another world, not like a Dubai. So
Yeah.
probably people always have to know what Dubai is, how the culture is. So most of the people who are in the US, UK, everywhere, they come to Dubai, they are experience what is it. Are doing these things, their clothes, their cultures, their everything. Yeah, this is about what is it?
Yeah, so we had connected, and I'm not sure exactly what the infrastructure looks like for you over in your area, but we connected through Instagram initially. You had reached out to me, just a cold open DM, which, to be
Yep.
honest, I get a lot of these days, and I don't respond to a whole lot of them. So yours I responded to though, because you interested me, and I checked out your account. And one of the first things I noticed was your extensive amount of knowledge on airplanes and aviation. Where did that stem from?
So basically, there's a story in 2017 where I was probably not that person who like airplanes. I was scared. But 2019, I have one of my two cousins who they work as a pilot in Emirates Airline, where they motivate me to see how aviation world is going. So in this case, I've chosen a future pilot soon. Well, probably I feel like every world which anyone can see and explore it because it is fun and everyone likes around the world, so that's why I chose aviation.
Fair enough. Have you done a whole lot of traveling in your lifetime?
Probably in the future because probably I am a person who usually working on that because hopefully in the future I might do like help some airlines company where I can give my feedback, give my opinion
Yeah.
how these airlines are good. So I usually and I have like soon I might have an information company about aviation where I will be sharing a lot of information about aviation where people can explore new aircrafts and the Air Force and everything.
That's awesome, man. So how does one even go about starting or getting into a job like that or starting a business like that?
Probably if you are a guy who are thinking how you what you, for example, we have people around the world, they like to make money. Some people, they like to do online session coaching. Some people, they like, whatever you like, whatever job, whatever thing you like, you probably want to do a business or a small course. I have one of my cousins. He like the pets, which is the parrots.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he made a website where he have like around 96,000 followers on Instagram. He's working hard. He's trying to put his effort. He's doing a website which he want people to buy his courses. Watch how the life started from what you like. For example, for me, if I'm gonna do something new like business, I'm gonna say three things. The first point, I need to know how my audience will see this website, or how they will buy or see, or they will enjoy. Second thing, if you want to know how aviation, or for example, the aviators, what we call these aviators, basically, if they are, then they are spotters. Spotters where they usually be in some spots outside the airport where they record airplanes, where some of them, they want to be more famous. Some of them, they want to know how good these airlines, how nice and good quality they have. And the third thing we need to know about how we can get more, how you can start business, how you will start, and how much payment you get at the end. Like, I'm a motivator. Let me give you some of my famous quotes. Basically, effort and success does not come by being alone or sitting alone.
Mm-hmm.
If you want effort, success, happiness, anything, just accomplish and remember discipline. Because discipline, if you were always motivated or disciplined, I'm telling you, you might not be succeed in 1 or 2 years or 5 or 10. You might be succeed in 20 years. For me, I saw people around the world. What they told us? They told us we are easily gonna finish that. We are easily gonna do business. I have one of my friends. His name is Connor. He has a TikTok account. When I noticed him, he has 80,000. I was with him all the time, giving him ideas, everything. He is now thinking about business or something. He have 1.9 million followers on TikTok. Just think, if people will like your ideas, keep going. You might see haters in your life. Usually you see 90% where people, they hate what you are doing.
Yeah.
But no worries about that. But you are usually know how you will start your business, how what is the name. And some people, they say, why, for example, if he putting a lot of money or in his course or something, you really don't care about these haters, because these people actually, they don't like you. They think you are an awful, awful person, or just a bad person.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. I think that in a lot of these situations, when you have haters or commenters, it means that you're doing more groundbreaking things, right? You're kind of starting to do something that's not a super saturated industry. Like with real estate, especially recently, there's not as much clamor or noise, because I think people realize, like, it's not new. It's not like something that is undiscovered. It's a pretty saturated industry. And so I think people have a pretty good grasp or understanding on real estate itself and things like that. But also your other point of, like, these people are going to hate, and they might, you know, not like you, but there are also a good amount of people that will resonate with your work and that will connect with you. And so you won't always be motivated, but if you can stay disciplined and, you know, keep with it consistently, you'll be able to find that success. And I agree with you. I don't think anybody is self-made ever. I don't really think that you can do a whole lot by yourself when it comes to making a large lasting impact. And I've said for a while now, I don't believe anybody is self-made. Like, even if I started my own business with my own money and I hired zero employees, Like I need a consumer, I need an audience, I need somebody to buy the product or service, and they are technically making my business successful in doing so. So even then, it's like you're not alone. So I agree with you on that, and the fact that nobody is ever really self-made. But you're a pretty young guy still. You're 17 years old, and it's like you're a go-getter. You're disciplined, like you're talking about, and you want to show people rather than just talk about, you know, why you're going to do the things that you're going to do. Now, what sort of things do you think caused you to have this mindset from such a young age? Because I know of a plethora of different 17-year-olds who aren't thinking or acting the way that you're acting.
Yeah. So I usually, this 17 years old, but I usually did not start by thinking about that. I started years old thinking about how I'm gonna start what I love into social media, because I wasn't that guy who liked to talk in front of people, motivation, everything. And there is a story that happens to me. One of my cousins, he pushed me to do something. I really did not expect that. I actually have one of my close friends. He's from Netherlands. He was the person who really told me some ideas where I really want social media. Then, in the next few years, in the age of 16, I told myself, I need a motivation speech, or I need to be a motivator speaker. Then I start a little bit to talk in front of schools. I start to know how motivators, they stand on stage and they start talking. Because what my feeling was when I was talking in front of my school, giving motivation, this was really something I really wished, or this is what was one of my biggest. Because if you think even motivators, they are doing their jobs just to remove from your mind something that we usually don't like. Because when I give motivation for some people, they told us we really know how you are trying. Some people, they think motivators are from 30, 40 years old.
Yeah.
I really don't agree about that. We have motivators from 10, 11, 12, 15 till up. Because for me, 16, 17 years old, I'm doing my best. Just I'm trying to help people. Because if I'm not that guy to motivate or give motivation, so what I'm doing in my life? Because in the future, if my parents or if my friend told me, for example, I'm in the US or something, giving motivation in front of thousands, hundreds of people, what will happen to me? I will remember the day I'm here giving, taking interviews from such a nice, respectful people like that, and taking some courses. Because I remember I have around 25 members in my family. Mm-hmm. They were telling me, why you did motivation? And this question asked me, why I did motivation? Motivation, exactly, Ethan, if you are thinking it is just a motivation, no. If you see the motivator, how you think that their sounds are good. Because when I was in school, I gave motivation. My sound, okay, it is a little bit good, because I felt how my reaction, how I finished that. And they told me one reason, one goal, you want to do it in the future as a motivator. I told them, I want to be in Europe, in any country, going to any university or anywhere, give a motivation. I really accept if there around 10 million people, I will give motivation, because I really don't feel afraid. Because if you told me, I'm not motivated, I might give you around 100 quotes.
Yeah.
In 1 second, I'm going to tell you, Ethan, I have 100 quotes. I'm going to send you my phone. He will read and he will be confused. Even though I want to add one more thing, I have a motivation I'm working on. So in the future, I know my people from the world, they want to see motivations, how they are going and how I'm going.
Yeah, I hear you, man. I think we need more people like you these days. Like, positivity should definitely be spread all around, and I don't think it matters your age. I think it's actually more impactful when young people do it because people tend to actually listen to the youth a little bit more than they lead on. People understand that the youth are the ones that are going to be revolutionizing and carrying our future. So they do ultimately hold the power. And so a lot of the time people want to act like they don't want to pay attention, but I'm on your side. I don't think age is a limiting factor when it comes to being a positive guy like you are. And another thing that really impresses me is, like, obviously with these sort of endeavors, people tend to make them into careers to earn money off of them. And I don't expect any less from anybody, but not once have I even heard you bring up the subject of getting paid for your monetary or for your motivational speaking and things like that, which tells me it's like, oh, he actually wants to do this based on the intention of helping and providing value and being positive to the community that he wants to build, which is super relieving to hear. And that's awesome, man. But as you said, you knew what you wanted to do, you had a vision, and when you saw what you could do with it, you weren't afraid. Now let me ask you, was it always that way? Like, because you must have started doing this when you were pretty young, speaking in front of your classmates in your schools. Was there ever a specific event or time where you got pretty nervous?
Look, about getting nervous, I was first of all nervous a little. I came to this place exactly where I'm doing the interview. I told myself I really want to do something where I really want not only United Arab Emirates. We see that I need the world. Okay, so I told myself I'm a guy. I swear, if I was super, if my mood was so okay, I might give motivation more than 1 hour. I sit here. I was thinking, I need to give motivation. If I'm a guy with social with other people, I want to make friends with other people. They might accept something in the next 10 years. So when I was sitting here, I was, should I do a motivation? I was pretty thinking. I went to school. I asked one of the teachers. Okay, I told them, I'm thinking I want to do a motivation. I want to motivate a speaker like that. So he told me, yeah, okay, you can go, you can do it. So in 2021, I told myself I want to make my first video motivation. When I came and when I talked, probably 90% of my family members, friends, everyone were confused. Mind, why have you chosen motivation? When I went to my grandfather, I wasn't expect this reaction. I wasn't expect how they were happy. Mind, we know we need someone as your age to do that. I might see people. I'm giving motivation, Ethan. I'm sitting and giving motivation. What will happen if I went to any country and gave motivation? You might see, I'm telling you, you might see 50% of the people, their eyes are still. Why? You'll be thinking, why? Because this guy, he's waiting from a young man to do that. I'm not telling you just a young man, maybe an old man, maybe younger than me. Because motivation, if you were giving an exact right motivation, I'm telling you, you might feel pushed. Like your heart might feel pushed, you want to do that. I wasn't expect when I saw one of my family members, he's 9 years old. I was like sitting watching my phone. He came and he sat behind me. He's saying, my work, please, we need to see some success. He's what? He's trying to give quotes. He was trying to get pay me. So I wasn't like confused or mad. I was more happy because I saw these young guys, they are trying to do what I'm doing. Then he told me, I'm gonna tell you something. Remember what I will say. People around the world, they will do interviews, they will see like motivation. Okay, so he told me, I'm gonna be like you one day. I told him, why not? Like, motivation is not like on a limit age. They were sitting, he was giving quotes. He started trying, Mahid, I'm going to give you quote, say. I'm going to give you quote, say. I saw some people in Dubai. I'm hearing, you know, I'm around the mall doing my work. I'm hearing someone saying, keep working hard. Keep working hard. What does that mean, keep working hard? When I was watching that side, they were looking at me. They were saying, Mahid, we did not follow you on TikTok or on Instagram. We really appreciate how you are doing.
Yeah.
Like, imagine you are not having a lot of followers, but you might see most of the country they know you.
Yeah.
Doing my work.
Yeah, I've noticed the same thing. A lot of people, because I'll post content to my social pages as well. As you know, I do a lot of real estate stuff, and a lot of my content is real estate based. But I'll post as well, and even if they don't like, even if they don't follow, even if they don't share, they see it.
It's fine.
See it.
It's fine.
They see
it's
it.
Right.
And
They see it.
I think guys like us, we know that if we just stick with it, one, we get the feedback. So we know they see it. And if we just stick with it for long enough, I mean, we've already come this far. Why stop now, right? Like, we'll get to where we need to be. And if we just stick with it, even when times are tough, even when times are good, even when times are short, even when times are long, if we provide value and stick with it, you know, we'll make it out the other end okay. So I love to hear this, man. It's just way, way, way different than the mindset that I would imagine I would hear coming from somebody your age in the United States. Like, most 17-year-olds in the United States are on TikTok, are on Instagram, they're on all of that, but they're not using it the same ways that you're using it. You're leveraging, that's the big word here. Like, you're using it as a tool and as leverage in order to build a community, to put your ideas out there, and to be yourself in an authentic way that provides value to others. Whereas most people in the States that are young and use social media, obviously there are exceptions to the general rule, but a lot of them, they don't use it as a tool. They use it as a distraction. They use it as a comparison device. They use it as something to brag on and flex on others. Whereas I've noticed as I've gotten older, a lot more people that are like similar minded, right? That are more positive, have a little bit more trouble like being vocal about it. But if you can find them, it can add a ton of value to your situation. Like the new platform that Meta released called Threads, I've already met a few people on there and connected with a few people and started to build relationships. And then even after that, the day after I downloaded that app, you messaged me and I was like, so I'm using it as a tool and you're using it as a tool. And it's just such a different operation than I think most people around this age in the States would do. So it's honestly super, again, relieving to see, and not only that, but exciting to see that someone of your age and area and where you're at in life is like so excited to be going where you're going, and you have a plan. It's not aimless, right? So when you came to think about like what's important for your future, what's important for your morals, what's important for your own characteristics, and then implementing it into this business with the motivation and the aviation, how did that conversation sort of go for you? And what were you willing to compromise? And maybe what were you willing to not compromise on?
Look, first of all, if I'm going to talk about the aviation as well, aviation is something that I really, even pilots at the this time, they need to know more information about aviation. Because look, aviation, and I'm doing a motivation, and I'm doing a coaching as well. So I'm using three things.
Yeah.
I wasn't like a person who I want just to be like lazy man, just sitting like that, not doing nothing. When I was saying, like, people around the world, they are saying, someone from the United Arab Emirates wanted to do an interview with us. There's something we're confused. So when I met a lot of famous people, they were telling me, we really could not imagine someone 17 years old and he's from Middle East countries coming to us saying we want to do an interview just for example motivation. When I'm telling them I'm a motivator, I'm not just telling them I'm a motivator. I'm a person when I give a motivation and I related with aviation, I'm gonna tell you that even pilots, they know my motivation. I know pilots, they for me, they know my motivation. They are telling me, Mohit, you are giving us information we really could not imagine that. I was sitting around 2 hours doing my work. What I was doing? I was rating landings, takeoff in one of the famous airports. And some people, they are saying, you are doing such a bad thing. I'm telling you, I'm not. Because when you will come in the future, you will be asked about that. Why might you did that? I'm going to tell you, because when airlines will see someone is rating, and someone is pushing himself, is doing that, okay. I even heard another question. Mind, how are you controlling coaching and aviation motivation? I'm telling you, it does not help. If you are a person, you have a schedule, you are waking up at 5 a.m. for example, I'm gonna tell you, you will not face any difficulties. I wake up from 4 a.m. and I don't sleep only 10 a.m. When I received, for example, interviews, I sleep at 12. How am I controlling all these things? Because one day I faced two haters, no more. They were saying, my doing such a motivation, aviation at the same time, so bad. I was working up laughing. Why are you saying these things? I was, oh man, come on. I'm gonna ignore. But if I wanna put aviation and motivation together, I'm gonna tell you this is my two future main points. That I want these 2 points to grow. I see, yeah. These 2 points, you know.
So how like what's your plan to make those two things and endeavors grow? So as you've already started to get more into it, you utilize your social media, you do interviews and you connect with people like this. You're starting to create your own business. But other than that, what other things do you think you might start to implement to scale up and ramp up your business when it comes to the motivational speaking, the coaching, the aviation, and all of that sort of good stuff?
I'm going to say that not even booking and motivation or aviation are these things. I'm going to help people, although like people from Europe, they are saying, for example, Arabic is a hard language. In this case, I'm going to agree about that, but I'm going to teach. Look, for example, let me tell you something. Away from what I'm doing now, when a person is coming to mind, I need your help. I will not ignore. Instead of mind, I want to learn Arabic. How? I told him, just come to every day. Tell me, mind, I need you.
Yeah.
Doing these things, okay, I helped him in Arabic language. So I really just not doing motivation in aviation, dude. These things. I want to be also pro in bowling. I want to be also good in the other things.
Yeah.
Like, you know, put things together to be also like what I say in motivation sometimes, a golden seed which always will grow faster. So I'm going to say that, of course.
Yeah. So what it sounds to me is actually it's like you have your base interest in the things that you enjoy in life, and you're figuring out ways to monetize it. But you sound in general like you're just a guy who wants to help and you're a problem solver. Does that sound right?
Yes, of course. Even
that's awesome.
I'm going to study even though the United Nations. So I'm going to solve problems around the world. So why not? Okay.
Hey, that's awesome, man. We need it. We need to save the planet. Dude. It's going a little bit downhill, but I think you can save us, man. You got it.
Yeah, but to one thing only, I'm going to give a motivation in Seattle. So
do it. Keep that do short. It. Yes, please. Yeah. Come to Seattle.
I'm going to do that.
Come to Seattle, so man.
I'm going to do that, hopefully. But yeah. Look, one more before you complete. Sorry, man. People, after they graduate from school, they don't study. They don't study in university. Mm-hmm. Why? Because they need to go to something like what's called as military, which something like that, where they want young the people who are 18 years old to go to that place. They don't see, for example, their family for 1 month. They want you to be more prepared for your life. So 11 months, maybe you do these things, then you graduate from that. So you'll be more longer to finish everything. But yeah.
Yeah, it operates a little bit differently over here in the States. I didn't choose to go this route, but generally out of high school is what we call grade, I believe. What is it now? 8 through 12. So from about 14 years old to 18 years old is like the really last formal or end leg of formal school for Americans. And then we'll go off to college and university and stuff like that, which I opted out of. But I mean, it sounds like, to be honest, it sounds like there's a lot more opportunity to be had over in your area, because a lot of the time, given the choice, people choose not to go to school. They choose not to continue their education. They choose not to like continue to try to, you know, grow and to get bigger and better career, more education, more intelligence, more knowledge, more perspective. And they just kind of stay stagnant. So that's kind of how it is over here. And I wish it was a little bit different. I don't exactly support our education system, but it's cool to hear that the small differences, you know, in the way that our cultures operate. And you talked about your family a little bit and what their influence on you when you were young were. What does your family life really look like on a day-to-day basis? Do you have siblings? Are you living with your parents? What sort of stuff like that?
Okay, so basically, if I tell you Al-Bahri family in general, I'm gonna tell you they are always on the air. They are not always down. Okay, so probably I'm gonna tell you my family, my dad, my mom, my brother. Okay. They always were thinking how I'm gonna push these things to go up. When I was giving motivation, look what happened. My mom wasn't expect that. Mm-hmm. So when I was giving motivation, she was hearing his voice is loud. Why is shouting? She was saying like that. So I thought I was giving motivation. So she told me, I'm going to tell you something. You might be one of the best motivators in the world. When she told me like that, you might be, oh, okay, thank you. I appreciate that. So when I was thinking, probably my mom, when she said that, this is a big motivation, not like a small.
Yeah. Okay?
So I started giving motivation. I started doing these things. Probably... one of the main things I want to do, even I want to be back to the UK again, because probably isn't like the person who really do these things only in the United Arab Emirates. I want to see my European brothers, people around the world. I want them to see how a 17 years old, not a 17 years old, maybe down, maybe 14, 13, doing this. Because when I saw my cousins also, they are 19 years old. They are saying, I really like your motivation. They start saying, they are repeating my quotes. And bro, I wasn't expecting that. Even though I saw one of my older uncle, he said, I followed you. And he said, Mike, do you know that the way you are giving motivation, I feel I will be more motivated. Because when you give motivation, you show me how I'm acting, the way I'm talking, motivation. When I give motivation, people, they say, oh, they are laughing. Why they are laughing? Because they know 17 years old, there is no way he will do that. There is no way. I'm telling you, there is no way they will do that. Here in our country, I'm telling you, 17 years old, he's only using his phone, scrolling down, something like that, or someone he want to make money, and he's I'm telling them, if I'm doing these things, I might get doubled of things. But one more thing before I continue, man. I know I'm talking a lot. Okay.
One more thing.
That's not caring about money. You tell me why? Because if someone told me might come help, for example, project ideas, I'm having, for example, an interview, I want you to be with me helping me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm gonna say no. I'm gonna not take the money. Because some people, they want the money just, for example, helping. If you are doing this thing, I'm telling you, why people will be more like that with you?
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you for sure. And it sounds like if your family has played a big impact in your development and your role and where you're going. So, hey, I appreciate them for that too, because it sounds like you got some big inspiration and motivation from them. But as we wind down, I am curious, like, what are some of the places around the world that are your dream places to maybe speak at?
First of all, you know, I'm gonna, first of all, will be Seattle. First of all,
Let's go. Let's go.
this is one. My people from Seattle, from Netherlands, sure, they want to see the motivation. Probably Ethan. When I start knowing you, making friends, I told Ethan, I saw your profile picture. First of all, when I saw your profile picture, oh, I thought this man is so rich. I'm saying that. But when I noticed that, I'm telling myself, Ethan, if Ethan told me I need you for 1 second, I'm gonna tell him not you can take your time. Because I'm a guy, I'm doing my work, right? If you told me my send me just quotes. Yeah, just send me some quotes. I'm gonna Ethan, give me 5 minutes. You might see more than 10 messages, around 50 quotes.